again, we've said, look, we have to keep believing what we're doing. You know, we got praised for performances up in Cabo, but it meant for nothing because we didn't get results. So we had to believe in what we were doing. We're right. And tonight, thankfully, it showed again that we, you know, for nearly all the game here, we were a better side, playing good football. And tonight, we took the chances. I think even when we went in at half-time, it could have still been another two or three more goals in that. So, again, we said we had to keep believing in that, and we got our rewards for it tonight.
Dave Hurley pulling the strings as well, a fantastic game.
Yeah, you know, there's we believe in the players we've got here. You know, obviously as the coaches and management, we've got to get the best out of them. I think we've showed it in patches in games. I think for most of the game tonight, we showed it that what these guys can do. And if we can get the belief in those players and the rest of the squad as well, pushing to get in it, because we've got fellas sat on the bench that are not happy as well. So that's part and parcel of it. So if we can get the players playing like we did tonight, hopefully we can go in the right direction.
And Sean Barron, what a home debut from him. That save he made there in the second half, world class.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's you know, we chose him tonight. And tonight he's shown his worth. And as I said already, it's, you know, the competition for positions is great. And, you know, that saved the, you know, that's out of the top draw, like, yeah. Yeah.
And him and Hunty will be pushing each other all the way. Is it kind of a horses for courses kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, and that's the same for everyone. You know, no one likes to be left out, and the manager has to make those choices. And it's hard decisions when you've got quality players there. And we have the players there. But as we keep saying, the players pick themselves, because if they come, do the job on the pitch and come with the right attitude and the right mentality in training, they're the fellas that are playing. So, you know, and as we've seen tonight, you know, Pierce is out, so we've had to make changes. And that's the part of football as well. So, you know, I keep saying to them that they'll all get game time, which they will for one reason or another. And most of the times, they won't be my decisions. Things happen, injuries, suspensions, and unfortunately for us, work as well. You know, Greg is missing because of work today, like, so that's another one. So that's part and parcel of it. We have to work around that. And I thought tonight, the fellas that came in have done excellent.
And what will that do for morale now heading forward? There'll be a buzz in training, especially ahead of Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly. You know, as we keep saying in the training, that we're going in the right direction and we're doing well. But until you actually do it on the pitch and get your results and score the goals, they don't believe you, you know. So tonight is the big tonic light, you know. And I said, yeah, that does the whole place a good, you know, morale boost. And hopefully we can push forward now onto Saturday and keep the momentum going.
A tough game against Longford.
Yeah, you know, we've seen the results over the last few nights and everything, that everyone's going to take points off one another. So we're still in the mix, as they say, and we've still got a lot of tough games ahead of us.
Yeah. And this is all like, just sort of, and Longford, like, what kind of threat do you think they're going to pose to you on Saturday night?
Again, you know, like, they're coming here, and they're going to come. I suppose the big one for us is that they've got a loss behind them now, the last game. So up until then, they were pushing up the top end, and you know, the loss for them, you can look at it two ways. It's advantage for us after tonight, but then again, they'll come with the, you know, with the mentality of, oh, we're not going to lose again. Like, so we know what to expect with them. We'll be a bit on the training ground again on Thursday. So we'll look at it again. We'll do our homework as always, and we'll go from there. But we're not expecting any easy rides.
And just lastly, Adam Ford, he's after leaving. I saw something this evening.
Yeah, Adam has left. Just other commitments, really. And Jamie O'Sullivan and Steve O'Connor have left as well. There's mutual decisions between us all, basically, like, yeah.
Sure. Can I ask as well, the government restrictions that have been brought in today means that Saturday's game is now going to be played behind closed doors with no supporters, which must be very frustrating when you thought that maybe the allowance would be bigger and there'd be more fans allowed in St. Columbus Park.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate one. You know, even with the few crowd that are in there, you know, you're saying great stuff, we've got a little bit of support. It's been cut back again. Look, it's unfortunate for the supporters as well, and for the team, obviously, and for everyone, really. But look, we know why they're doing it. We just have to get that sorted. Going in the right direction, the R-rate, as they call it. So once they get that sorted, hopefully, sooner rather than later, we can get the fans back in and hopefully enjoy the football again.